Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. The King is alive, and I want to just praise Him and worship Him and thank Him right now for a few minutes, for He is the King, the Lord of gods, the Lord of glory, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And Jesus, we worship You. We praise You and thank You for what You did on that cross for us 2,000 years ago and how You defeated the enemy totally, completely, and gave us back everything that we lost in the fall and more. We worship You and we praise You and thank You for these mighty things. Now, as the word goes out today, Lord, reveal it to Your people as we continue to talk about the subject of fear this week and how it affects us as human beings. Lord, give us revelation to realize that You did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of joy and a sound mind. Now, thank You, Father, for Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to continue to talk about fear a little bit more today. There is so many different forms of fear. These things range from claustrophobia. I think about the people, grown men and women, that are Christians, that can't even get in a closet and close the door without stepping into the realm of fear. Some of those people get hysterical when they step into these different things. Like, for instance, I used to work with a man as an automobile mechanic when I was a young man years and years and years ago. And this guy, you couldn't put him in the trunk of a car and shut the trunk down on that thing. He would literally kick the back seat out of that car. I never saw anything like it. People live in the realms of fear. Whatever you have to fear, nothing but fear itself. If you're back there and they shut the trunk, no big deal. You know, you're still there. You're safe. Nothing's going to hurt you in there. It's all in your mind. People have fear of heights. In fact, I was going to put a bub in a streetlight pole years ago when I was working for a company, and we didn't have a high lift. So we had a high lift truck, and I had a ladder to put on top of it, and I thought, well, I'll just raise this truck up. This truck will go up 15, 16, 18 feet, and then I'll be on top of the truck. I'll just put a ladder on top of the truck, and the pole was 30 foot tall, and I'll just lean the ladder up against the top of the pole from the top of the truck, and I'll get the guy to hold it for me, and I'll climb up there and change the bump. Well, we started up, and the young man that was with me, we got up about 8 feet off the ground, and he started trembling. And we're sitting on a big, flat platform of a truck. And I said, son, are you afraid? He said, yes, I'm so afraid of heights. I said, let me let this truck back down, and let me let you go back and do something else, because I certainly don't want you on top of a truck with a ladder holding it, and I'm going to be up on that ladder. I said, you'll pull me off of there and make me fall. And so I let the truck back down, went and got a young man that used to climb highline poles. He wasn't afraid of any kind of heights. And I brought him out there, and he held the ladder for me. We got up on top of that truck, and I climbed the pole and changed the bulb in the light. And it was absolutely no problem. But some people have such great fear of heights. And some people have great fear of animals, you know, like a cat, or a fear of going outside at night. Those spirits of fear, if you have one of those, that is called in the Word of God the spirit of fear, and it comes from the enemy. Now, somewhere along in your life, you became afraid of something, and as you really stepped into the realm of fear, you opened the door, and a demon of fear came into your life. Now then, all you got to do is repent of that, because God did not give you that. When you repent of being afraid, then command in the name of Jesus for that spirit of fear to leave you. And He has to leave you. And then you don't have to be afraid of anything. You can walk absolutely in no fear. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, fear and torment go together. People that live in fear live in torment. I can only imagine the fun that the enemy, the devil, must have with the church. When we learn who we are, we can drive him away. He has no power over us whatsoever. Our King completely defeated Satan on a cross 2,000 years ago. So when the enemy comes to you to try to torment you with anything, sickness and disease, fear, any of these things we've talked about this week, rebuke him and command him to get his hands off of you in the name of Jesus. Now then, it would be very helpful if you would hide God's word in your heart. Find these mighty scriptures that guarantee you have power over the enemy and that he must be subject to you in the name of Jesus. Get scriptures like 1 John 3:8, Hebrews 2:14, Colossians 2:15, Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. When you get those kind of verses hidden in your heart, this enemy, fear, will have to go away from you. Now then, fear, absolutely, is such a powerful force, it will kill you. This is opposite of faith. Faith will bring life to your physical body, whereas fear is a killer. Now, the spirit of faith is equal to a spiritual force, and the spirit of fear is equal to a spiritual force. Both of those are spiritual beings. Now then, fear, the Lord says in his word, he has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear is a spirit. Now, fear is a spiritual force that comes out of the spiritual realm and attacks mind and your mind. Now, it can kill you. Fear can kill you. Emma's heart cells are destroyed by the body's reaction to fear. Now, this is now a confirmed fact. Absolutely, medical men and their tests have absolutely confirmed that cells in your body are destroyed, especially heart cells, are destroyed by the body's reaction to fear. So when people step off into that, there is cells in your heart that begins to die. So what that's doing, you have absolutely invited the spirit of death into your physical body, and the spirit of death begins a killing process that's killing your physical body. Now then, stress caused by fear can produce very lethal changes in the heart muscle, and it can even cause death. Isn't that amazing that even people in Mayo Clinic have made statements that they said that fear attacks the heart, the circulation system, the glands, and all parts of your health is affected by fear. Now, who would ever dream that when you step into the realm of fear, it can do such awesome things? Now then, in the Word of God, there is a tremendous example of this in 1 Samuel 25. Now, I'm going to read that to you. Now, here in 1 Samuel 25, verse 37, the Word of God declares that Nabal died of fear when he heard about the visit of David. It said, "So it was in the morning when the wine had gone from Nabal and his wife had told him these things that his heart died within him and he became like a stone." Now, isn't that amazing? Just because of fear of David's visit. Now then, if his wife hadn't went out and said what she did and found David, truly David had come to kill Nabal and all of his house. So when he heard what had happened, literally fear came into his heart and the man died. His heart became like stone. So fear does terrible things to the human body. Now then, Fear anticipates the worst and not the best. Fear always goes on to say that, what if? What if I can't pay the bills this month? Oh, my goodness gracious, what am I going to do if my job plays out and I can't pay the bills this month? They'll throw me out in the street. But you've got a good job, and you're a very productive person. Why should you let that bother you? But literally, people cause stress, and they cause their heart muscles to fail in their body because of fear of what if. What if I get sick? I won't be able to meet my needs. Oh, my goodness. What? There's so many what ifs. What if I lose my job? Well, if you keep talking like that, you're probably going to lose your job. But if you do a good job for the company you work for, and you realize that you're working for the King, Jesus, and not the company, and the King is your provider, then you would be like a man. I heard a preacher here a while back said a man came into his office and said, I've heard you teaching and preaching on prosperity and all these things, so I want you to pray that I'll get a better job and make more money. He said, great. Sit down here and let's come before the King. So the pastor prayed a beautiful prayer, asking the Father in the name of Jesus to give this man an increase in pay. Well, within a week, the man came back in fussing at the pastor, and he said, I asked you to pray for an increase in salary, and I got fired today. He said, what's this all about? Well, the pastor says, my goodness, how are you going to get an increase in pay unless you get a better job? So just trust God. So the man went from being angry and in fear to worshiping and praising the Lord. And within a week, he had another job that paid almost twice the money the other one did. And it was working the exact hours he wanted to work with weekends off. And everything worked out perfect for that man. See, all you've got to do is stay out of fear. Praise the Lord. Thank him for his word. Stand on his word, and he's always there for your benefit. He's there to help you and not hurt you when you pray. So lean not on your own understanding, but trust the Lord, and he will do great and wonderful things for you. I'd like to invite you to call me for audio and videotapes of these teachings. We do many teachings. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. You go up 35E from Dallas until you get to Walnut Hill, and then turn right on Walnut Hill and go four blocks, and you come to Shady Trail. You turn right on Shady Trail, and we're about 300 yards down on the right. We start at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord Jesus.